Blog Talk Radio.
My life be like,
ooh, yeah, ooh.
My life be like,
yeah.
I'm used to finding comfort in the zone, the closet bones I get loose to. A mountain is Fontaine, spinning in monsoon and grinning is high octane. Explosive how I came, rolling down the hills cause life's a hassle. Encircled by my folly like a moat surround the castle. Stay afloat, catch a second wind, thin is the air I breathe. Teary eyed nose running, wipe the snout on my sleeve. I'm calling on the savior to be all that I need. Please forgive me, my behavior had me lost in life's fear.
Babri la bad with Allah,
Bardzo mędro, no wando, no wando, łaram ja. Remando rula barra la soba, va me miava. Remando risendo no quella bella la. Allah, la, la. Allah, la, 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 la.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, around the world, interplanetary, all my aliens out there, what it do? You already know what time it is, what smells so good in the building, a.k.a. DJ FTP, how you feeling? You know what I'm saying, it's 813 style. For a little while, man, heaven sent, you know what I'm saying, you was in tune to a special gospel edition of Crump for the Almighty King. You already know what's how I be, you know what I'm saying? Gotta give some quick shout outs, you know what I'm saying? Some early people that's up in this piece. We got who is it? AKA Ride Out. Alright. AKA Ride Out. Okay. And his Miss Thang, y'all already know what time it is in the building. You know what I'm saying? Got her little picture uploaded. I see you girl. Going down. Mom doing the hell. Okay, that's my daughter in the chat room. All right, well, got my daughter in the chat room, you know what I'm saying? Big ups to Miss Connie out there and my little niece, you know what I'm saying? Wait a minute, I'm a granddad. What I'm talking about? My little granddaughter. Big ups to my granddaughter out there. Put her on the phone, girl. And shouts out to everybody, you know what I'm saying, enjoying their Sunday. You know what I'm saying? I got to call Cindy up. Hey, put Well, you got to call up and give me Cindy's number. I need to call Cindy. I need to call her up. See what it does. Matter of fact, as we come back from this song, y'all, I got a surprise call I'm finna make. Live right here on Blog Talk Radio. This is a special edition, Crump for the Almighty King. Your mama listening now. All right. It's going down. It's going down. Let me explain a little something about my show. This is Blog Talk Radio, meaning this is international. I'm not national. I'm not local. I'm not statewide. I'm international. You can call me interplanetary. You know what I'm saying? And I got listener base all around the world, including Hawaii, Jamaica, Iraq, New Zealand. Let me think, who else? That's probably like the furthest so far. I'm trying to get Alaska off in here, working on Alaska, China, and India. And, you know, that's how I do it real big. During the week, it's uncut, uncensored. You know what I'm saying? Monday through Saturday, I'm on every day from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. You can call in live and holler at me, 347-237-5125. Or it's got a click the talk button on the front of the on the screen. If you see the little gray button that say click the talk and you got a microphone and headset, you can also use the click the talk and you ain't got to use your cell phone or use your landline. All right? That's how it goes down. So this is Blog Talk Radio. What you just heard was Miss Barbara Brown. She sings Egyptian chant music. You know what I'm saying? She speaks Arabic, Hebrew, Hindu, a couple other different languages. She sings in it also. So that was just an excerpt what she actually did live at a church. You know what I'm saying? It's like a 45-minute set. I just chopped it down into 5 minutes to give you a little brief sample of it. You know what I'm saying? I had her on the show Friday. I had her on the show. I might even have her on the show a little later on and let her tell you a little bit more about her. And it goes down like that, man. So big ups to my family in here. You already know I've been holding it down real big. And I'm going to do what I do. Heaven sent and I thought you knew. I'm going to go ahead and get into a little cut. First cut, and then I got some more stuff I'm finna actually bring on the show. So let's go ahead and stomp, get crumped for the Lord, man. It's time for that. You already knew. Start this thing off. Dear Lord, you know what I'm saying? Bless all my listeners, including myself. You know what I'm saying? May we have a successful show. Nothing goes wrong with Blog Talk Radio style. And may everybody that's out there listening live and learn something, you know what I'm saying, from this show. May they take something that touches their heart, you know what I'm saying, and possibly creates a change. And much love to everybody, all my loyal fans out there and supporters, man. You already know this boy DJ smells so good. Straight from the hood, Trey Four all the way to Hawaii, baby. That's how I do it.
For those of you that think that gospel music has gone too far, you think we've gotten too radical with our message. Well, I got news for you. You ain't heard nothing yet. And if you don't know, now you know. Glory, glory! Woo! You better put them hands together and act like you know up in here. GP! Hands together and have a in. Cause the devil is alive, because he's a Messiah, but it's another level. Come on. So, can you help me?
When I think about the goodness and the fullness of God, make me thankful, pity the hateful, I'm grateful. The Lord brought me through this far. I'm trying to be cute when I praise him, raising high. I keep the live beat bumping, keep him jumping, make the Lord feel something. Ain't no shame in my game, God's property. Getting big with turns, ain't no stopping me.
Are you with me? Why are you with me? Y'all already know what time it is, man. It's your boy, DJ Smelly. So good. And it's in the building, man. Y'all already know. Big up to well-known, you know what I'm saying, coming through, representing Illinois. You know what I'm saying? Big up with that, what, Rockford? Did I say Rockford? Let me read back up here. He put his thing out there, didn't he? What you said, Rockford? I don't know. The doggone blog top be moving so fast, man. Well, big up to Illinois out there. You know what I'm saying? Illinois doing what it do real big. Send it to... All right. I can do that. We got well-known in the building. It just got Miss Black from Iraq checking in. You know what I'm saying? She just clicked on in there. Big ups to all the peoples out there worldwide, man. It's going down real big. It's your boy Smells Good in the building, you dig? I want to... Give y'all some words of encouragement, man. Let me see what my words of encouragement at. Got words of encouragement brought to you by, if I could find it, it'll be brought to you by him, Reverend Run. And where is my doggone stuff at? Mail. All right, well. Let me give you my encouraging word of the day since I don't see it yet. Don't go out in the rain with tight clothes on because they'll get tighter. Yeah, just some corny Christian jokes, man. Matter of fact, I got to take a little brief intermission, y'all. So what y'all going to do is I'm going to let y'all, you know what I'm saying, get your laugh on. Comedy style real quick. If y'all tune in, y'all heard this last week, then y'all already know what's going to go down this week. This is my dog, Meet Your Dog, man. This is Christian comedy for all my peoples out there who praise the Almighty King. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't say a Christian myself. I'm non-denominational. I just believe in one creator. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't finna get into all them other issues. But if you would like, please call and we can definitely get into some, you know what I'm saying, some talk about that, though, about the bibliography of black folks' life, you know what I'm saying, a.k.a. the Bible, going down real big. And any artists out there, man, that might be tuning into this show and you trying to blow, well-known says hit him up, you know what I'm saying, he got a show on here, Blog Talk Radio, but he also, you know what I'm saying, can put you out there in the game, you know what I'm saying, we're well-known with some artists around in the industry. He say hit him up, area code 281, 281-861-5600, and you can also hit him up or send any info to d.berry, that's B-E-R-R-Y 5656 at yahoo.com. That's d.berry 56 at yahoo.com. You got the hookup, and if y'all get paid, I need to get 5%. I need to get my 5% referral fee. Y'all already know what time it is, man. And big ups to all my soldiers, man. You know what I'm saying? Man, Lord bless all the soldiers over there currently serving. You know what I'm saying? Thank all the soldiers that did what they were supposed to do and then got out and still keeping it real. You know what I'm saying? And it's Black EOD. You know what I'm saying? Holding it down over the Explosive Ordnance Unit. You know what I'm saying? My dog, Knowledge, over there holding it down as a contract. And my dog, I think she said Walt over there. My dog Canton and his wife, you know what I'm saying? May all y'all be blessed, man. Keep your heads down. The surgeons are around. Oh, man. Big ups to the Africans guarding the Child Hall, the rec center, and what else it was? What they, you know, the dining facility, the Child Hall. Man, that's both the same thing. The Child Hall, rec center. It was, man, they guarding like three different things that they only need to be guarding. But anyway, you know what I'm saying? Big ups to them, man. Going down real big right here. Yeah, y'all already know this is Crump for the Almighty King. You know what I'm saying? I do this only on Sundays, man. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, because you got to take them 7 days, you know what I'm saying? And the Lord so-called took to build the earth in 7 days, you know what I'm saying? You got to give them one of these days out, whether it's Saturday or Sunday, you know what I'm saying? I give them every day. I thank the Lord every day for waking me up, allowing me to have gone through the trials and tribulations that I've gone through, met the wonderful people that I've met, and still in contact with, you know what I'm saying, my woman for like, I don't know, it's gone like 10 years, 11 years, girl, I don't know, it's been like 30 years since we've been together, you know what I'm saying, kids all grown and everything, I got grandkids, man, look at here, life be moving, boy, life be moving, so you already know, much love to all my family out there. So what I'm finna do first, I'm finna get off into this Meech Dawg. And this is Christian comedy, you know what I'm saying? Man, y'all sit back and enjoy, man. And we're going to get back into some more music. It's an hour and a half. I ride out for 2 hours. You know what I'm saying? That's how I do it. Hold it down. If you want to call in, talk to me live. It's 347-237-5125. But the only thing is, if you call up and you hear some music playing, just hang on the line. You know what I'm saying? I ain't finna just cut the music off to talk to you. So, you know, you just got to wait till after the music stop, you know what I'm saying, and I bring you online. Well known, you can call up, you know what I'm saying, and give a verbal advertisement if you like, you know what I'm saying, to everybody out there. It goes down real big, you know what I'm saying? This is how we do it. It smells so good when I get into it. Crump.
What I do?
Almighty King.
And my old girlfriend, she picked out my socks. Don't even matter. Look at her, look at her. What was she thinking? Man, it is good to be here, man. I had to give it up for my grandmama, y'all, because my grandmama had me in church since I was a little boy, so give it up for my grandmama. I talked to her today, and I told her I was doing Christian comedy today. She said, make sure you be clean, baby. So to let my grandmama know and y'all, I took two showers today, two showers. I smell good. I love going to church. I remember we used to go back in the days when your grandma make you go all the time. I mean, all the time. Sometimes we showed up before the Lord himself. We was there. I love it when you see them old people that have been in the senior choir since the early 1800s. Sister Jenkins sang her song for the Lord. She don't even open her mouth. She just be singing. Jesus King. the cross. Don't that make you want to die right then and there? They was like a new church. They be making up songs ain't nobody heard before. It ain't even in hymn books. Talking about Jesus is off the chain. Jesus is off the chain. It's doing his thing. I'm like, we're coming back here next Sunday. That's how I stay away from churches, man. Right now, I've been down here a couple, you know, I just moved down here, so I've been going to churches, but I got one church I go to every Sunday. It's called Bedside Baptist. Y'all heard of that? Reverend Pillar, Deacon Sheet. So I'm going to try to get out of that and go to a real church. You never know, man. Glad to be here down in Tampa. Tampa's fun, man. Tampa, good people in Tampa, but everybody that's a Christian ain't good people. I'm just being honest, to let y'all know. Clap if you know somebody got a dirty house. By a round of applause, clap if you know somebody got a dirty house. That's all. I met a good Christian woman at church a while back. She took me to her house. Her house was dirty. As soon as I walked in there, she had teddy bears on the couch and her nose was running. I like, yeah. She had a picture of Jesus and the 12 disciples at the Last Supper. They was covering up their bread. They're like, this don't make no sense at all. Clean up your house. That's all I'm saying. She was a thug woman. Ain't nothing wrong being thug, but don't be too thuggish. That's all I'm saying. Young lady had 6 kids. And all of them was under 4. I'm like, wow. She had a baby named Today, born that day. Walk around talking, you got any Kool-Aid? I'm like, who taught him how to say Kool-Aid? She had twins, and they didn't have the same baby daddy. So be careful. Who you mess with? That's all I'm saying. Keep bowling. It's good to be here, man. It's good to be out, man. I had a hoop to give me a round of applause. I just bought a car. Give it up. We got me a new car. New car. Ladies, I got me a new car. It's an 88 Lincoln. But it's new to me, you know. I treat it like it's God. That's all. I picked up a young lady last week. I was a gentleman. I opened the door for her, let her in. She's like, oh, you so nice. And then I walked over to the driver's side and knocked on the window because you got to let me in. And I get in. That's all I'm saying. And you know how you pray when you get your car? Please, Lord, let this car start, please. And it started for the first time on time. And I'm driving. She complaining. Quit complaining when you get in the ride. That's all I'm saying. She going to tell me, it's too hot. You need to turn off the heat. We in Florida. I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. This car don't have no heat. So why is it so hot in here? That is the engine. And you open the glove compartment, you can see it. Quit complaining. You need to make a right right here. Make a right. This car don't make right turns. It only goes to the left. To the left. That's all I'm saying, man. It's just good to be here, man. Clown, I just broke up with my not-so-smart girlfriend. Give me a round of applause for that. That was a hard thing to do. You know how we try to hold on, fellas? Like she's going to get educated overnight? It's not going to happen. She told me, I won't be the first woman to visit the sun. I'm like, you can't go to the sun. You just can't. You can't do that. You know, you'll burn up. That's what usually happens. She's going to tell me, I'm going to go in the wintertime. I'm like, yeah, I got that done. I'm like, you just make sure you wear a coat, baby. That's all you need to do. Wear a coat. Be truthful with yourself. I used to be a school teacher. Clap. Did anybody teach school? Round of applause. Good. I love the kids, man. I did it as soon as I got out of college, man. I teach and I coach girls basketball. That was a hard job because we lost every game. It wasn't my fault. I wasn't playing, you know what I'm saying? I think one game we won, that was against the School for the Blind. And double overtime by one, 13-14. We played it like a rock star that night, though. It was good, man. That was funny to me. Good to be here, man. Y'all got lovely couples, man. Give yourself a round of applause for supporting this. And everybody y'all saw tonight, man. Because y'all didn't have to be here, man. You got to keep coming out and supporting this. This is what we love supporting. Support what we do, you know what I'm saying? Because I support the church. I love church. Like I said before, I just don't like going to churches. You see them old preachers, they preach too long. November of last year, I went to church Sunday morning at 8 o'clock. We got out. It was the third quarter of Monday Night Football. I'm like, this is ridiculous.
This is with you. Even them old preachers, they won't read the scripture. The scripture comes from 2 Timothy 2:13. If you open your Bible, say amen when you receive it. Amen, amen. I will attempt to read this in the hearing of this word with verse 1 through 89. I mean, come on, man. We ain't got to read all that. It's too many folks.
I like the preachers on the radio. They lie good. They're pretty good on the radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, everybody call the radio station won't know if Jesus is real. And of course he's real. Proof is real. He's going to be in town, June 13th, 14th, and 15th. So y'all come on out to Ramsey J. Stadium. He's going to be there with him and the 12 disciples. I'm like, they be lying. Tell the truth. That's all I'm saying. I tell the truth. I let women know, look, man, I am single. I have no kids. I got a degree, and my tubes are tied. It's like a superhero. You know, you know, I can just take off. I can fly out of here if I wanted to. Don't block your blessings. That's all I'm saying, ladies. Do not block your blessings. You know, what I can say, well, he got an 88 Lincoln, but that's all right. It rides good. It does. I was talking to Jesus the other day. That's right. I was talking to Jesus. Who talks to God? Round of applause. Talk to him. God was honest with me. He said, you know what, Meech, I ain't going to lie. I went to hell the other day just to visit the people in hell. And they was all trying to get on Jesus. Like, Jesus, take us to heaven. Come on, Jesus. We want to go with you. We want to serve you now. Jesus said, back then you didn't want me. Now you're hot. Y'all up on me. I wish she had told me that. I'm like, I gotta use it. That was pretty funny, wasn't it? That's my time. My name is Moose Dog. I'm out.
Dog Meech Dog holding down for the comedy tip. Y'all already know what time it is, man. Check this out. My daughter's down from she ain't down here in Florida, but she down in Hawaii back home with her mama, right? And big up North Carolina, you know what I'm saying? All y'all country fed folks out there. Aunt Vanessa, what's happening? You already know, girl. You know what I'm saying? Think about you. Big up Aunt Vanessa out there. Yeah, but you know, I taught her how to drive, y'all. Just, you know what I'm saying? I taught her how to drive. Hell, I taught the, well, no, I almost taught the whole family. Well, I taught Tyler. I taught, you know what I'm saying? I taught her how to drive way back when. Scariest thing I ever did in my life. Much love to you, girl. And then I don't know. Kind of probably wasn't the first. I don't think I was the first she ever drove with. But I did, you know what I'm saying, let her tighten up some of her driving skills, you know what I'm saying, get behind the wheel. You know, it wasn't my car. Yeah, then I felt a little comfortable, you know what I'm saying, tear up the rental car, girl, tear up the rental car. So it's going down real big, you know what I'm saying. And so it's good to see that, you know what I'm saying, family still hanging in there together, man. Definitely what you got to do. You got to stick together, you know. And when you stop doing that, man, that's when your family just start going through hard times, trials and tribulations, because family ain't stick together, you know what I'm saying? 99% of the time when you find out crap going wrong in the family, most times it's because of miscommunication, you know what I'm saying? Nobody want to communicate in the family. And then another, you know what I'm saying, the other part is you just got certain family members that just deadbeat family members like that. You know what I'm saying? Just because they call themselves family don't mean they family. You know? And just because a person call themselves friendly, a friend, don't mean they friendly. You know? So just a little word of advice out there, man. People be always talking about, yeah, I can't believe you did that. You was my cousin. You was my family. You was this. Man, people are people. People are born in this world just to live as them, as people, as a person, you know what I'm saying? And family is just a tag, just like friend is a tag, you know what I'm saying? Who knows who really is family, you know what I'm saying? We all family. So stop trying to be, don't let people, you know, hoodwink and bamboozle you, you know what I'm saying, and try to fool you that you are, you know what I'm saying, that we really aren't. Black, white, Puerto Rican, Chicano, whatever nationality, we all family. You know what I'm saying? When it gets all the way down to the nitty gritty. And we all black when the lights are out. Going out real big, man. So y'all already know how I do right here, man. It's live. We in the building, you know what I'm saying? I got Miss Tiffany Anderson. Really, I got to find her number, man. I got to call them up and get them live on the show. Matter of fact, I'm going to let y'all hear from Mr. Eddie Durant, too, because I got to call him up, get Mr. Eddie D. So, matter of fact, what we're going to do is I was finna actually get into the Tiffany Anderson or the Eddie Durant. I'm going to play Mr. Eddie, and I'm finna see if I can get Mr. Eddie on the line. Yeah, and see if we can talk about this other cut. He got two cuts. He got If Loving Jesus Is Wrong, and I got Wade in the Water. Wade in the Water is my song, boy. That's my absolute song. So that's the one that I'm actually have him talk about. You know what I'm saying? And we're finna get into the If Loving Jesus Is Wrong. It's Eddie Durant. Hold it down real big right here. Blog Talk Radio. Crump for the Almighty King.
My Jesus, sweet Jesus, my Jesus, sweet Jesus. He's so good, he's so kind, he's mine, oh mine, mine, oh mine, mine, oh mine, oh mine, mine, oh mine. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Loving Jesus is wrong, I don't wanna be right. If living right means living for Jesus, I would rather live for Jesus Christ. My mama and daddy told me all about Jesus. He's the way, the truth, and the life. As long as I've got him in my heart, I'm gonna serve him every day and night. My pastor told me it's no future in living the devil's way. I can't see Jesus when I wanna. I could feel his spirit every day. If loving Jesus is wrong, I don't wanna be right. If loving Jesus is wrong, I don't wanna be right. Listen. Am I wrong to call on sweet Jesus in the middle of the night, knowing I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb who gave me eternal life? Now, am I wrong to hunger for the anointing of his word, knowing I got Jesus Christ in my life who taught me all I've learned? Am I wrong to give my love to the Lord above? And am I wrong from trying to hold on to the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost? If loving Jesus is wrong, I don't want to be right. If loving Jesus is wrong, I don't want to be right. No, 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 no. He's mine. He's mine, 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 mine. Am I wrong to give my love to the Lord above? And am I wrong from trying to hold on to the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost? If loving Jesus is wrong, I don't wanna be right. If loving Jesus is wrong, I don't wanna be right. I just wanna live right. That's why I gave my life to Jesus. I just wanna live right. I'm gonna serve him every day and every night. I just wanna live right. If love
All right, all right. Right here, live Blog Talk Radio, man. It's your boy DJ Smell So Good. Crump for the Almighty King, man, on Sunday. You know what I'm saying? The most blessed day of the week, even though every day is a blessed day, you know what I'm saying, to be alive during the week. I got the hottest gospel minister, and that's what we don't call them artists. We call them ministers, you know what I'm saying? So get it right whenever you see anybody that's in the gospel industry, you know what I'm saying, ministering to people. They ain't singing, they ain't rapping, and they ain't talking. They ministering to people. I got Mr. Eddie Durant on the line. Mr. Eddie D, how you doing today, my brother?
Oh, brother, I'm blessed. Highly blessed and highly favored.
Let me give y'all a brief background, this brother right here. He can tell you his story. I'm going to give you a brief background. Every single time, I'm the official Crump for Christ, Crump for the Almighty King DJ, alongside the amazing Judge Dredd. We hold it down every other week with Miss Michelle Patty and Elder Michelle Patty, and then also a brother, her son named King Cobra. Now, these are teen-oriented gospel parties. I mean, what we're trying to do is do something new for at least the Tampa Bay area until we can expand it, you know what I'm saying, to everywhere around the world. But what we do is from 7 to 11 at night, we open the doors up, you know what I'm saying, and allow the teens to come in with their parents, whoever, to come in and just have a God-filled day. I mean, we got live performances, live bands, big ups Tiffany Anderson, down there in St. Pete's, you know what I'm saying, doing it real big. Big ups to Pastor Z, you know what I'm saying, and his whole crew coming through with the live material. Big ups to all the dancers that come through. We have a lot of fun. But this brother right here, he comes, and I mean, he's more than a showman. I mean, he'd look like he part of the crowd when he first in there. But before he come on, oh, this brother here, man, this brother is decked down, I mean, from the head to the toe, to the sunglasses, to the gloves, to the cane. But he tells you the truth behind, you know what I'm saying, why he wears what he wears, you know what I'm saying, and why the Lord has blessed him to be able to do that. So I'm just blessed to have him on my show. And that's a little brief little interview, you know what I'm saying, that I'm giving you personally. I'm finna, you know, open the whole international world. You got all the way over to Iraq now, Mr. Eddie. I got to put you on that. My listeners right now expand all the way to Iraq, to all the men and women serving over there. They are listening in right now as
praise
we speak.
Praise the Lord.
So yes, go ahead and tell us something about you, Mr. Eddie.
First of all, I want to say God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. God brought me from a mighty long way. He delivered me from drugs, alcohol. I spent 15 years of my life in prison. And God has been so good to me. And I just want the people to know that if God can change me, He can change anybody.
That is so real. Got a little,
well, brother, can you talk for a minute?
Yeah, I see you got a little cold going on there, brother.
Yeah,
it's all good. Mr. Eddie D, he came through the show yesterday. We was out at Reagan Park, you know what I'm saying, holding down for the Crump for the Almighty King party. And the brother just, I mean, it don't matter where this brother at. I mean, if he there, it's going to be a performance, you know, and you can believe that. Big ups to his son, who is a mime.
Yeah, that's a little Eddie.
Yeah, it's little Eddie who do mime. What's the correct pronunciation?
Eddie Durant Jr.
And what does he do? He do mime. What is it?
Mime dancing.
Mime dance. Okay, that's what it is, mime dancing. And I applaud all the youths out there the sister that came up at the end. She did a mime dance with her two kids.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean, all for anybody who does miming, and I mean, a mime is a person that sings without words. They sing with their emotions, and they sing with their body language. So you can, and they portray the music through their body, through their soul. So you can actually see that physically, though. And
God is so good.
Eddie Durant Jr. is, man, that brother there, And I ain't gonna lie, Mr. Eddie. Let me tell you something about your son. Your son came up to me and threw me completely off. When he came up to me, he say, DJ, do your gal a tape deck? I said, I had to look at him sideways. You know how one of them dogs be looking when they all confused. I said, okay, you know how we as old school, we call CDs tapes still. You know what I'm saying? I was like, yeah. I said, yeah, you know, I say, you mean a tape? He say, yeah, you know, like a cassette tape. I said, man, what is you doing with a cassette tape? He say I had to record my performance onto a tape because I couldn't burn it. I think that's what he said. I couldn't burn it to a CD, so I had to record it to a tape.
Yeah, the song he wanted to dance off of was on a cassette.
Right, and I said, well, wow, I don't have a tape deck. I don't have a tape deck. But then he was like, well. So he pulled out this little recorder, the old school recorder. I know that thing from like the 70s. Man, listen here, that thing got to be from like the 70s. You know what I'm saying? This brother pulled this out on me. He's like, well, it's got a headphone jack. You can plug it in just like you do your laptop. I say, hey, brother, whatever makes the show work, we will get it done. Because Lord just brought it through that we have to use the tape. Because Lord knows I ain't want to use no tape. Tape be having so much air in it and stuff, boy. It sound like you performing outside in traffic.
Hey, but he got it together.
Yeah. So I ain't want it. So he came. He actually gave me a CD, though. And, you know what I'm saying? And that was the actual track. And the brother came out and did such a wonderful job, man.
He did.
He's showing up impressive, man.
Yeah, he did. That was my first time seeing him dance.
What?
Yes, it was.
Your first? How that happened?
See, he from Gainesville. He live in Gainesville.
Oh.
And he come down there every time to Kung for Christ concert.
What?
And that allowed him the opportunity to do some things that he enjoyed doing, like entertainment and medicine to the people about God.
Wow.
And yes, man.
So that's saying we need to bring the Kung for Christ up there to Gainesville.
Yeah, we need to take it everywhere.
And that's what that's saying. I mean, when we get this thing really to where, you know, I ain't looking for the churches to financially back us, because they ain't financially backing the communities. Why would you look there? And I ain't looking at the city to financially back us, because look at our city.
Yeah.
They ain't already financially backing our city. So, I mean, no disrespect to Ms. Michelle Patty, but she said that last night on the show because she was looking for financial support from these two entities. These two entities is not going to stop the show. I don't care if we got to just do many concerts on my block to raise money, you know what I'm saying, for the show. I mean, it's so many avenues that we have that are open, including her radio program, this radio program, and just the simple fact that all of us got to drive, you know, to give our time in order to make this a success, because this is us. This is a direct reflection on us. Me as the DJ, you as a minister, and you know what I'm saying, and a performer, and a supporter of Crump for the Almighty King, and then her as the actual organizer and the host, and along with King Cobra and Hood Boogie, you know what I'm saying?
That's
big up to Hood Boogie Rock out there. So,
the next Crump going to be on the 9th.
Yeah.
Of April. And I'm gonna
let me put that out there. The 9th of April, y'all. If y'all down here in Tampa, Florida, it's the 9th of April. April 9th, and that's from 7 p.m. till 11 p.m.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm gonna be singing some new tunes off from my new CD gonna be coming out. And I got something going, man, it's gonna be fantastic for everybody to listen to. And to hear some of my new songs that God gave me to write.
Yeah, that's
so good. I just want to encourage the people to come.
And if y'all, let me drum, because I'm good at drumming something up. Let me tell y'all about Mr. Eddie right here. Okay. Now, Mr. Eddie sound like he like about 35, you know what I'm saying? I'm 30, so I ain't care. Hey, you know, I'm 31, my bad. Mr. Eddie is 50 years old, y'all.
Oh, yeah.
When this brother get on stage, I promise you, he outdanced the kids. The kids stopped dancing before he stopped dancing.
Oh, yeah.
The kid stopped dancing before he stopped dancing. This man come up and do at least two songs. I don't see them, I mean, drag it all the way out to a third song. And know he was putting it on himself, but that brother there, he's a true soldier. Soldier for the Lord right there.
From the beginning to the
true,
end.
True from the beginning. And he ain't, don't say he's going to come by. You don't know what to expect from Mr. Eddie. I'm going to tell you all that now. You don't know what to expect from this man. This man came out on stage with some pants, I mean, almost that was higher than his kneecaps, y'all. And it was pants, not shorts. My boy came out with a old suit on, with a wig on, some teeth bigger than the law allows.
Yeah, I was doing comedy.
And my boy came out and did a comedy act. He opened up with a comedy act. Excuse me, y'all. He opened up with a comedy act. Now, that was his opening act. And then he came back and still ripped it up on his performance.
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, you never can tell what you get from this brother here. I mean, he is so versatile, so blessed in what he do. And, I mean, he's a true showman in every single thing he do.
That's right, man. I really appreciate the opportunity and time you give me to be on your station, man.
Oh, that's the world. That's what I'm saying. This is the
man,
world.
God is so good, you know.
And you was definitely talking to the world, my brother.
And he's going to really use me every day, you know, to just do his will.
Yeah, that.
And I'm proud of you too, my brother.
I'm proud of you too.
I can't wait to see you again on the 9th because, you know, we can't do it without you.
Hey, you know, and I can't do it without the Lord bringing me there.
Oh,
so
yeah, that's right.
You already know that. And without y'all, it is no me. I just be there just playing music, looking like me. I come for the show. I be struggling to get through them songs. You know what I'm saying? Lord, just get me through them. I've been waiting for the performance. I'm waiting to see Mr. Eddie D get on stage and do something. I don't know what it is. He going to do something that's gonna tear the whole house down. Y'all, I mean, when we had church going on up in there last night, I mean, we had some church going on up in there. So if y'all scared of sanctity and being sanctified, then I would not encourage you to come because that's the only thing that's going up when you step up in them doors. You know, we leave all our worldly possessions. We leave our worldly attitudes. We leave our worldly wants. We leave everything that the world done that puts on us on a daily basis, and all that drops at the door. Because when you walk through them doors, you are signed, sealed, and delivered. Signed, saved, and delivered. When you walk through them doors,
that's right.
That's any door. We're gonna be at the Marsh Theater in Temple Terrace on the 9th.
Oh, yeah. Okay. On the night, but I'll be there.
We was moving back, y'all. This is a theater. It's theater set up. We got food available, drinks available. You can come and get your pictures taken or picture man to be in there. We'll be having giveaways. You know, they give away big comforters, nice comforters. Mr. Eddie come, he give away something every time. I mean,
well,
make sure you bring your bring something. I mean,
for
the kids and adults. I mean, but
Christian
he made
whatever amount to
whatever
give.
He can give. But what he do it for is the encouragement of just trying to just stay focused and get better. Somebody love you out there.
That's right.
And somebody always love you out there. And that's why I do appreciate it. I mean, this brother came and I mean he. You know, he just can't do enough. He cannot do enough, man. And I just thank you, my brother.
I appreciate it.
I need you to explain Wade in the Water. Because that's when he do this song, y'all, man, please. If y'all see this brother do this song, I guarantee you going to be moving your foot. I seen a brother with his face scrounged up when you first went on. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
And he looked at you and... But, I mean, after you start breaking it down, oh, okay, there he go on the rock. Now, all you see him is rocking now.
It's
that spirit take over. That spirit takes over him now, I'm telling you.
That Wade in the Water is a powerful song, you know. He's just speaking about how God used his Holy Spirit through waters, you know, how he brought the people across the Red Sea and, you know, how Mary Tomlin did her thing with the water or with the Holy Ghost. And then it's just all about wading in the water. You know, I haven't been in the water. Being in the water to me, when you're going through rough times and you can see things that you can't do on your own, and God make a way for you, you know. And he help you through that water. He help you through them hard times, you know. He help you through the rough times. And that's what it's all about.
Yeah, you got to go under that water to truly get clean when you get baptized.
Oh, yeah.
You got to go. You can't be scared of that water. When that water calls you, when the Lord calls you, you just need to be prepared to be clean inside and out. I mean, I ain't saying that you still going to have your everyday backslides, but as long as you keep your faith in the Lord, you're going to keep moving forward. And you're going to get to that ultimate goal of where you're trying to be at. And, you know, and that's each individual person. Each individual person has their own mission in life and their own path that they have to take. You know, and the only thing I try to do is just stay on a positive path, stay meeting brothers like Eddie and Chapter and Miss Tiffany Anderson. I mean, a whole slew of ministers that give their time, you know, and they don't get paid. You know, Mr. Eddie, you ain't got paid, have you? Oh, he was picking up his kids, y'all. Okay. We had that was Mr. Eddie Durant. He was picking up his kids, you know what I'm saying? So I knew we probably won't have him online that long. But what I am going to do is I'm going to get into this Wade in the Water, and I'm going to bless y'all with this song. This is Mr. Eddie Durant, and this is called Wade in the Water.
Put them hands together. We're gonna sing a song called Wade in the Water. Here we go, here we go. Here we go, here we go. Here we go, here we go. Check it out.
Wade in the water. Wade in the water, children.
Children that Moses led it through. Come on. Who's all those other people dressed up in black and white? Who's all those other people in the water? Who's all those other people dressed up in black and white? Must be the children of the Israelites. Come on.
Wade in the water. Wade in the water. Children, wade in the water. God's gonna trouble the water. Wade in the water. Wade in the water. Children, wade in the water. God's gonna trouble the water.
Look at all those over there, all of those people everywhere, all those people over there, all those people everywhere, all those people over there, all those people everywhere, trouble the water. Harriet Tubman was there in the water, Moses even was there in the water, the Holy Ghost was there in the water.
In the water, wade in the water, children. Wade in the water. God's gonna trouble the water. Wade in the water. Wade in the water, children. Wade.
Harriet Tubman was there
Moses was there in the water. The Israelites was there in the water. The Israelites was there in the water. The Holy Ghost was there in the water. The Holy Ghost was there in the water. Have you ever been there in the water? Have you ever been there in the water? The Holy Ghost was there in the water. The Holy Ghost was there in the water. The Holy Ghost was there in the water. The Holy Ghost was there in the water.
This your boy F1 Diamond, and I am the pastor of the Trap House, live from that Memphis, Tennessee. I'm riding with Tampa's most unbiased DJs, DJ Fight the Power and DJ Party Time. Now roll with Wrecking the Game Entertainment or just get rolled over. Yes, sir.
I remember when he was a little bitty boy and I went down to the drug house. And he was sitting up in the drug house, had a pouch around his waist full of cocaine, Kangol hat pulled down on his head, sitting up in the dope house, 12 years old. Can you imagine that? And I had to go in the dope house and get him out of there. And again, God, you saved him once again. You put your hands on him and you just saved him.
Back when I was getting high, riding with my 4-5, acting like I wanna die. Then I heard my mama cry, man, I heard my mama cry. Then I heard my mama cry. Back when I was getting high, man, I heard my mama cry.
Jesus,
I can hear my mama crying.
Jesus,
through the wall at night, I can hear my mama crying.
Jesus,
in spite of all the trouble that I gave, she cried.
Jesus,
yeah, I can hear my mama crying.
Jesus.
She was praying for me. I was out in the streets trying to be a straight G, running from the police. Had a pocket full of D, running with my homie. Mama praying for me, asked the Lord to change me. Yeah, I saw that lady hit her knees daily. She praying for a baby. I heard her through the wall at night saying, Lord, save me. Never gave up on me even when I act crazy.
I remember one night he was kidnapped in the middle of the night. I didn't know where they had him or where they had took him to, but I just wanted them to release him and turn him loose so that he can come home safe. And I began to pray and pray and pray. And again, God, you stepped in and you saved him. Every time I call on your name, God, you saved him. Lord, I just trust you for your words. You saved him. You heard my cry.
Back when I was getting high, riding with my 4-5, acting like I wanna die. Then I heard my mama cry, man, I heard my mama cry. Then I heard my mama cry. Back when I was getting high, man, I heard my mama cry.
Jesus,
I can hear my mama crying.
Jesus,
through the wall at night, I can hear my mama crying.
Jesus,
in spite of all the trouble that I gave, she cried.
Jesus,
yeah, I can hear my mama crying.
Jesus.
It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I kept from going under. I was always into something. Mama had a holy oil on the way to church on Sunday, and she was praying for me, my sister, and my brother Larry. I gave my mama trouble, I gave the lady drama, but I can still feel the prayers of my mama. Yeah, she told me yes I can, she was my first Barack Obama. Look at me now, I heard you cry, mama.
I remember when I was sitting at home on my couch, and I heard my daughter cry. Ma, they got guns. I came out to the door, and there he was, surrounded by gang members, getting ready to take his life from him, getting ready to kill him in front of me. I remember just hearing the gunshots, and I just seen him walk through the midst of all the gunfire and all the gunshots, and not one bullet touched him, and I know it was you, God, that saved him. You shielded him in your blood, Father.
Back when I was getting high, riding with my 4-5, acting like I wanna die, then I heard my mama cry, man, I heard my mama cry, then I heard my mama cry. Back when I was getting high, man, I heard my mama cry.
Jesus,
I can hear my mama crying.
Jesus,
through the wall at night, I can hear my mama crying.
Jesus,
in spite of all the trouble that I gave, she cried.
Jesus,
yeah, I can hear my mama crying.
Jesus,
it makes me wonder how I kept from going under.
That's real. Thank you, Lord, for that. That's F1 Diamond, you know what I'm saying, representing Memphis, Tennessee. You know what I'm saying, very powerful song out there, you know what I'm saying. It always makes me wonder how I keep from going under. Got some encouraging words coming from Reverend Ron's word of wisdom, you know what I'm saying. I get words of wisdom sent to me, you know, keep my head up and stuff like that. And this is provided to you off of globalgrind.com/RevRun, R-E-V-R-U-N. And excerpt says, "Good morning. I heard a wise man proclaim, 'I am not afraid of tomorrow, for I have seen yesterday, and I love today.'" Embrace life. Yeah, that's real. That's real. That's real. This is called the celebration principle. All right. A wise man once said, the true test of relationships is not only how loyal we are when friends fail, but how thrilled we are when they succeed. Remember this. Many average people do not want others to go beyond average. The question we must ask ourselves is this. Do I enjoy and root for the success of my friends? Don't hate. Congratulate. Big LOL on that. That's real, man. That's definitely real. You know what I'm saying? I definitely feel that. I'm going to give y'all one more. The scripture says, "The pure in heart are blessed." It also says that the makers and maintainers of peace are blessed. Peacemaking requires humility, sacrifice, and a willingness to adapt and adjust to other people. We as men and women of God must learn to be good at forgiving people, because we will be doing it all our lives. And that comes from Joyce Meyer. Big ups to Joyce Meyer and the Joyce Meyer Ministries. You know what I'm saying? My mama is an avid watcher, you know what I'm saying, of her program. Also, what's the other big brother out there, T.D. Jakes, big T.D. Jakes fan, you know what I'm saying? So it goes down real big, you know what I'm saying? All the TV evangelists out there holding it down. As long as you preach a real message, you know what I'm saying? That's the only way we're going to heal this world is by being real with the world, you know what I'm saying? All that cloud, you smoke keep blowing up, you know what I'm saying? Your members behind us and stuff, and I ain't speaking by all of you, but it's a vast majority of y'all preachers and preachesses, whatever you female preachers want to call yourself, that get up there and just start talking all crazy to the congregation, and they actually sit there and listen. So they just have crazy, but you know, we living in a crazy time in a crazy world, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, with that being said, I want to go ahead and play my song, you know what I'm saying? Because without the Lord, I would never be where I am today, you know what I'm saying? Marvin Sapp couldn't say it no better.
Without you, I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all, but now I see how you were there for me, and I can say I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, I Somebody just need to testify to somebody next to them. Tell them, I'm stronger. I'm wiser. I'm better. Much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger. Now I'm wiser. I'm better. So much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Tell them, never could have made it.
Never could have made it without you.
Oh, I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three people that would just declare it. Never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Never could have made it.
Never could have made it.
I just love to encourage myself. Sometimes I just look in the mirror and say, I'm stronger. I'm wise. I am better. So much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. But I never would have made it. I never could have made it. Without you, yeah, 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 Lord. Oh, good God Almighty, never would have made it,
never would have made it,
never could have made it,
never could have made it.
Sing it one more time. All I need is just one more time. Everybody say with me.
Never would have made it.
Oh, oh, oh.
Never could have made it.
Yeah, you already know. You ain't gonna never make it nowhere without the Lord. If you're thinking that you're doing it on your own, then you're already wrong when you started thinking that. And I want to send out condolences to everybody that's going through something right now. You know what I'm saying? We in some trying times, you know what I'm saying? And whether it's economically, whether it's mentally, whether it's spiritually, whether it's physically, you know, we in some trying times. And, you know, you just got to keep your head up. And so I want to definitely send shouts out to Gio. Giovanni Marcel. Oh, okay, I got that. That's a nice name. Giovanni Marcel. It's a cute little baby in the picture there. And I'd like to thank everybody who decided to come through, you know, and get them a blessing or two. Because it took you to cross over that threshold to come into this room, I guarantee you that. So you have been signed, saved, and delivered as you walk through the room. And Geo works. That's definitely what's up. Sitting on the right hand of the Father. Okay. So made his feet clear. So wow. All right. Well, that's what's up. That's definitely what's up. Oh, welcome to the room. You know, welcome to the chat room. Welcome to the show live, because I do this each and every day. You know, the Lord blesses me to come online and do this each and every day. Monday through Saturday, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. and special gospel edition, Crunk for the Almighty King, 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, each and every Sunday. I just had an interview earlier with Brother Eddie Durant, played a couple of his singles, and very, very blessed brother, 50-year-old brother, I mean, but you know what I'm saying, he looked like he about right in his 30, about 35, you know, because you know, that's when he started putting the beard on, I guess. And but the brother, he just dynamic in his performance and the way he carries himself and just the person that he is. You know what I'm saying? He's a very dynamic brother. Please run the archives back on this show if you did miss it. It's excellent. It's been an excellent show so far. Still got 32 more minutes to get off into it. Feel like a star. And that's what we're going to do. I want to first send a prayer out. Dear Lord, please bless each and every listener out there that's going through some troubled times. May you lay your hand upon them, Lord, and give them guidance to back onto the path, Lord, you know, and make, you know, make their world feel a little bit better, dear Lord. You know, we're all going through trying times. We all have heartaches and pains, dear Lord. Just may you bless us all, dear Lord. Lay down your mighty hand upon us all. And put smiles on our faces, Lord, so we all may keep our heads up and help others to help ourselves. Amen. And with that being said, we're going to get into some Trinity 5-7. Dance like it's Sunday, y'all. It's time to dance like it's Sunday, y'all.
You can.
Okay, go down real big. I'm on I'm on the web page right now. I'm over here at myspace.com, Giovanni Marcel's page, and it says from 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. Saturday night. Oh, that's Friday night. At Saturday night, 8 p.m. to midnight, you can listen live at thesoulofsandiego.com. That's Kingdom Music, exclusive interviews, giveaways, and concerts. www.kingdommusic.com. Request line, you can call in live at 619-527-1240. San Diego's only positive hip-hop mix show. And that's the only reason why I just read all that out loud. Because he put that one little line in there, positive hip-hop mix show. And that's hosted by Ja Word. You know what I'm saying? Big ups to 1240 out there in San Diego. You know what I'm saying? For promoting positive hip-hop music, man. All that old other shit that is, excuse me, all the other stuff that's playing right now is, it needs to go into the trash. So, that's what it do. Yeah, I'm checking out your page, you know what I'm saying? If y'all give me a link, I mean, that's what the internet is for, is to instantly go check it out. So, yeah, I'm on your page, you know what I'm saying? I checked it out. You know what I'm saying? I'm adding you as a friend. You know what I'm saying? Cute pics, you know what I'm saying? Slideshows and everything. I see you. Is what it do. Is that a guest book on here? Let's see if it's a guest book. I signed the guest book. I do sign guest books. I thought I had one on my front page. I don't have one. All right. I don't see no guest books. All right. Yeah. You don't have a guest book. All right. So I'm adding you as a friend, though. Oh, yeah, there we go. Quick man as a friend. Big up to Kansas City, Missouri out there. And I guess that says where you from, okay? Big ups to all y'all out there. And what this is, 813. You know what I'm saying? It's your boy DJ Smell So Good, a.k.a. DJ FTP, which is Fight the Power and the Place to Be. Yes, I represent the 813. Tampa Bay, Florida, you know what I'm saying? Sign, saved, and delivered, you know what I'm saying? Do what I do, you know what I'm saying, regardless of how you hear me, Monday through Saturdays, you know what I'm saying, I give my time for the Lord each and every day, so I don't worry about nobody, worried about me, and that should wrap me up in a nutshell. So it goes down real big. Yeah, I do, I play all kind of, if it's gospel, you know what I'm saying, not them rappers that be in there talk about a killer mother and then the bit the bender. Thank you, Lord. You know, I ain't talking about all that. You know what I'm saying? I'm not talking about that type of rap. You know what I'm saying? If you sending that to me, I don't need that. That's from anybody out there, man. You know, that is not rap. Some of y'all rappers out there, man, need to look in the mirror and smack the person, first person you see. All right? But what I will do is play this Memphis, Tennessee. This is F1 Diamond. He's the pastor of the Trap House. You know what I'm saying? It's going down real big. Listen to the message of the song.
I'm ready.
This your boy F1 Diamond, and I am the pastor of the Trap House. Live from that Memphis, Tennessee, I'm riding with Tampa's most unbiased DJs. DJ Fight the Power and DJ Party Time. Now roll with Wrecking the Game Entertainment or just get rolled over. Yes, sir.
Trap House Exit. Let's go. Trap House Exit.
Pastor of the Trap House.
I pray
charge my effort. Yeah, yeah. So I would not let them retard my effort. I'm F1 Diamond. Now welcome to the Trap House, Exodus.
Pastor of the Trap House. Trap House. Pastor of the Trap House. Trap House. Pastor of the Trap House. Trap House. Trap House. Pastor of the Trap House.
Yeah, I'm preaching where they trapping at. I'm slinging that word down in the ghetto where they bagging crack. I'm a good politician on my mission, bring them back. Yeah, gotta go.
Go get them, bring them back.
I reach them where they bleeding at. Teach them where they leaking at. Pastor of the Trap, stand them up where they leaning at. Point them in the right direction, show them where they meaning at. Point them in the right direction, show them where they cleaning at. Got the hood on my back, friend trying to bring them back. Pastor of the Trap, yeah, go get them, bring them back. Pastor of the Trap, gotta go get them, bring them back. Handling my mandate, this the exit of the trap.
Pastor of the Trap House. Trap House.
Right there, F1 Diamond, real big, representing Memphis, Tennessee. Big ups to Hollaback Radio, you know what I'm saying, come through, you know what I'm saying, blessing the show, going down real big, you know what I'm saying. Big ups to Gio, you know what I'm saying, holding down real big for the show, Miss Black, you know what I'm saying, all the way from Iraq. And this is what we do each and every Sunday from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m., your boy DJ Smells So Good, holds it down, you know what I'm saying. I welcome all genres of music, man. I play everything. I mean, I got a day of the week dedicated for everything, put it that way. Whether it's spoken word, whether it's gospel, whether it's jazz, blues, bluegrass, rock, roll, I don't care what it is. I plays it all, you know what I'm saying? As long as it's indie, though. If it's indie artists, you know what I'm saying? I don't play no, if you sign to a record label, you know what I'm saying? No disrespect to any major record label, but you know what I'm saying? I actually pay attention to artists, so you know that's why I don't have time to be trying to push T.I. and whoever, Yolanda Adams. You know what I'm saying? I need indie artists. You know what I'm saying? Preferably. Right now, I'm just dealing with at least on the gospel tip, I'm dealing with commercial music. But we gonna see. You know what I'm saying? Lord sends contacts your way every day. We got Miss Gio out there. You know what I'm saying? She say. She got plenty. It's thousands of rappers out there that's rapping for the kingdom. You know what I'm saying? That's rapping for the Almighty Lord. So that's what time it is. That's what we need. That's what needs to be pumped in the streets. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I do. You know what I'm saying? So you send it to me. You can send it to smellybtr@live.com. That is smellybtr@live.com. LIVE. You know what I'm saying? Going down real big. That's where I get all my music. MP3s, you can send an MP3. You can send a video. If you got some videos, you know what I'm saying? You hit me up with the videos. I'll post them onto my MySpace, you know what I'm saying? If artists are looking for more exposure, it'll go on to the Blog Talk MySpace, you know what I'm saying? I got my own MySpace, myspace.com/smellybtr, you know what I'm saying? That's how you can check out the Blog Talk page. So go there, you know what I'm saying, sign up as a friend, you know what I'm saying, it's all network, man, that's all this is, a big family, you know what I'm saying, love is love, what's up, cuz, all y'all my cousins out there, going down real big, so finna hold it down, I'm finna get into another song, man. I got Chris Tomlin, I believe. No, what I got? I got Chris Tomlin. Oh, I got Gospel Gangsters. Everybody familiar with Gospel Gangsters? Well, if you don't know what Gospel Gangsters is, let me give y'all a taste of a couple of these cuts, man. This is called They Don't Believe. Check it out.
Make it hot.
Stand up to me, I'm rough and rugged like I stand up to peace. I'm set apart, and this here ain't just an art, it's a lifestyle. Fake smile, I touch your heart. If it breaks, then we separate the real from the fake. For you perpetrate, first get your priorities straight. God is number one, the family comes second. Number three, cause it's the meats making platinum records. Mics, I check a few, shows I wreck a few. Now my account's stable, I'm able to bless a few. But just to act, slow down, hold now. I'm the type to drop the mic and prophesy to the whole crowd. And when I'm done, have them slain in the spirit. Keep it real so everything I'm saying make a feel it. Hard gold, half prophetess, part pro, professional lyricist, stick with the flow.
Hey, could it be the way the track was laid?
Ain't nothing
to
it.
Or could it be how frequently the videos play? Or could it be they play your hate cause I'm paid?
Don't hate the player, homie.
Or could it be the way I bump all day?
Mic and heal it. Release power, make the whole world feel it. Tie your style up and kill it. Like turpentine when I feel it. Get the cause as he feel it. Unveiling the plan as he reveal it. Get the breaking photo, faking stars. I'm blazing jars, wanna holler, but I'm breaking hard and shaking Mars. And a shady type, the Christian walks a daily fight. I flow like the crazy type, but still rated. Like the way, but simmer down to get me. Choosing a guy to crown to get me. They trying to bring us down to miss me. Gotta move everything around me. Can't nobody trying to diss me. It'll come to pass like prophecy. Ain't nobody stopping me, but I'm really gonna take a whole lot to get me.
The track was laid.
They don't even believe that I'm saying.
Or could it be how frequently the videos play?
They don't even believe that I'm saying.
Or could it be they play your head cause I'm paid?
They don't even believe that I'm saying.
Or could it be the way I bump all day?
They don't even believe that I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm international. You ain't love the cats. I'm trying to let you even know you ain't got a passport. You ain't even in the union. Still trying to be a player, so I'm a coach. I done played the game 10 years back, I came back to teach you. Smell me.
To heal the ill with faith to move mountains, got them asking for us, platinum plus, but who's counting? God driven, hard hitting and large living, lavish with the cabbage established and start giving, made a decision, relationship or religion, thug living, end to be the dead or the prison, quitting the righteous, quick to three strikers, they don't like us, planting a pivot with my life and living righteous, you got some small papers, you fools, it's Harley Major, look how the hood made us, praying asking God to save us, evading the haters, rolling Regals and Chuck Taylors, it's still convinced the script with navigators and alligators,
and I
one of the bona fide. Oh, okay, yeah. Big ups to Grits. Big ups to Gospel Gangsters. You know what I'm saying? You know, that's what I got turned on to when I first started listening to it. And I was like, wow. who was that? You know what I'm saying? And then ever since, you know what I'm saying? I've been trying to, you know, when you even when you go on LimeWire and stuff like that and little peer-to-peer sites, you know, and you type in gospel rap, Christian rap, or anything like that, it comes up with a few, but then it starts doubling up on the same thing. So, I mean, it's not like it's really advertised right now. You know, we need to really, like, smash it into the game, you know what I'm saying, literally. And, you know, but, you know, with Blog Talk Radio, it's definitely going to happen. So it's definitely going down like this. You know, so big ups to Miss Gio, you know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all check the website out. Giovanni Marcel, MySpace, on the MySpace, you know what I'm saying? Add as a friend if you're networking. Because I don't add nobody if you ain't networking, man. I don't need a bunch of friends. I don't need that. Because a bunch of friends is just a bunch of crap that take longer for you to look through your MySpace for something that you need to be looking for. And that's how somebody wants to network. And really want to make a change out there. You know what I'm saying? That's the purpose of MySpace. So that's the purpose of my MySpace. So if you sign up to any of my MySpace pages, the only people that's in my MySpace pages are friends that I network with. I don't have none of that, you know, chicks that's trying to pick dudes up or vice versa. I don't do none of that. You know what I'm saying? It's all about business. That's what the internet is for. It's not for porn. You know what I'm saying, it's not for that. It's for education, research, and development. You know what I'm saying? And that's up your physical and mental and spiritual and your soul. You know what I'm saying? All that. That's what it's for. It's for to enrich all that. But we get the media that wants to tell you to get on here and just download music all the time. You know what I'm saying? To kind of stray away from what the internet is really about. You know, and that's research, and that's putting the world at your fingertips when it wasn't readily available, you know, a few years ago, which the internet ain't even that old. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, thank you, Lord, for the beast that we currently operate upon. You know what I'm saying? As most people want to call it. Want to give a big shout out to Hollaback Radio, Gio, Miss Black, His Miss Thing, you know what I'm saying, representing Hawaii, Miss Black representing Iraq, all my soldiers over there serving, you know what I'm saying, for their country, man. Thank you, you know what I'm saying. I've been there, done that, you know what I'm saying. Now I'm back, so I'm here representing, you know what I'm saying, to let you know you still got love and support, you know what I'm saying, from somebody, you know what I'm saying, here stateside. Because I know when I came back home, boy, there ain't no love for no soldiers back home, boy. Ooh. Can't even go to McDonald's and get a free burger, boy, in your uniform. On Veterans Day. It goes down real big, man. I'll give y'all one more. This is Chris Tomlin. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the Lord. Go down right here. We're going to come back one more for my dog Chapter to close out the show. Got to get three amens on that. Three amens on that, and that's on behalf of myself, Miss Gio, holding it down real big. Hollaback Radio, who just popped off in here, you know what I'm saying? I've been holding it down, you know, for Blog Talk Radio, Crump for the Almighty King, Smell So Good Show, you know? And this is how we do it, man. Real big, you know what I'm saying? Real DJs do real things, real blessed people hang with real blessed people. You know what I'm saying? It's real. Yeah, man. And everybody, check this out. I'm gonna release y'all. See, we got what we call Ning.com. Ning.com is another kind of social network where you can develop your own page. You know what I'm saying? And people can and you can start your own social network. You know what I'm saying? Right off the page, you can post different videos, pics, and all that kind of stuff. Check out music that's featured, you know what I'm saying, from different artists. I'm out there. I'm on Yak Radio, Core DJs. I'm on a million of them. You have to just type in DJ Smells So Good to kind of find everything that I got going on, man. But you can check out Hollaback Radio at www.hollaback, H-O-L-L-A, hollabackradio.ning.com. And sign up, you know what I'm saying? You can check out some hot artists, you know what I'm saying? Holler back, what's your area code? Where you calling from? Also, hit them up, myspace.com/ Bomb Day Records. And that's B-O-M-B-D-A-Y Records with an S. Nothing fancy, you know what I'm saying? Where you from, holler back? Where you represent? Geo, wait a minute. Did anybody say where y'all represent? Where y'all represent? Where y'all out of? We got to tell the world where we represent. 607. Okay, big up to the 607. You know what I'm saying? It's Hollaback Radio. And Geo, she representing, I believe, Kansas City, Missouri. You know what I'm saying? So I want to say thank y'all very much. May y'all have a blessed day. And as Binghamton, Bronx. Oh, okay. Big ups to Binghamton, Bronx, New York. Yeah, big ups to y'all. All my peoples from the NY. You already know Professor E.D. and all y'all holding it down. So thank y'all very much. Have a blessed day. Keep your faith. Keep your head up. And keep your head into the stars, because that's showing you the light. You already know. Have a good day, afternoon, or night. And we out. It's Blog Talk Radio, Smelly Show. Yeah.
What if the armies of the Lord picked up and dusted off their swords, vowed to set the captive free, and not let Satan have one more? What if the church, for heaven's sake, finally stepped up to the plate? If his people prayed, and those who bear his name would wholly seek his face, yeah, and turn from their own ways. And what would happen if we prayed for those raised up to lead the way? Then maybe kids in school could pray, unborn children see light of day. What if the life that we pursue came from a hunger for the truth? What if the family turned to Jesus, stopped asking Oprah what to do? What if his people prayed, and those who bear his name would only seek his face, yeah, and turn from their own ways? He said that he would hear. His promise has been made. He answered loud and clear. Yeah. If only we would.
Lord. Thank you, Lord, for this show. Thank you, Lord, for all the fans and listeners of Blog Talk Radio supporting DJ Smell So Good and just, you know what I'm saying, allow me to be me, you know what I'm saying, without any objections, you know what I'm saying. So I thank you, Lord, for that. And I thank you, Lord, for everybody who's been touched by this show, who's gained something from this show. Thank you, Lord, for BTR Morgan and John C. Sweet out there holding it down for us. You know what I'm saying? Each and every day right here, Blog Talk Radio. And thank you for all the fans and the supporters and the listeners, and definitely my mother and family. And to end this note, I have to put out an Amber Alert for my area. And this applies to the Tampa, Florida area. This child is missing from the 75th Street West and Manatee Avenue West, Bradenton, Florida. She's been missing since March 28, 2009 at 12 a.m. Please contact the Manatee County Sheriff's Office at 941-747-3011. The child went missing and may be seen with an unknown white male. They may be traveling in a listed vehicle. The child's name is Sarah Norton. Her hair color is brown. Eye color is brown. White child. Age 12, 5'3", 93 pounds, female, last seen wearing gray sports bra, jeans, glasses, and she was not wearing shoes. Thank you and have a great day.